So our Bible reading for this morning is actually, which that song is based on, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So those are ancient words, words that have brought hope and comfort to generations and generations of people. But they're words that don't shy away from how hard life can be at times. I walk through the darkest valley, it says, the valley of death. That's really strong imagery. And yet it goes on to say, even so, I will fear no evil. And I've been thinking about how do we get to the point where even when things seem dark and difficult, confusing, how can we get to the point where even in the midst of that, we can say that we fear no evil? How do we overcome fear? The past few weeks have been quite unsettling. Our lives have changed in ways that we couldn't have imagined, and everyone has been affected. We've been dealing with so many emotions as the news develops each day. My wife, Beck, has described it like waiting for a wave to come. You know that something's coming towards you and you're not quite sure how big it's going to be, how much it's going to affect you and how you're going to feel and how your family's going to feel. But you know that it's coming. And then one wave hits and then there's something else. And to go through that leaves us in a place where we're likely to feel fearful, where we're so busy trying to process all this news and all this change. When Jesus' disciples find themselves in a storm, they are full of fear. Lord, save us, we're going to drown, they say to Jesus. And Jesus says to them, why are you so afraid? Jesus says, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Somehow Jesus is able to stay calm and peaceful, even when the natural response would be to panic or to have despair or fear. There was a rabbi and theorist called Edwin Friedman, and he developed this theory of the non-anxious presence. And the idea is that an individual can be in the midst of difficulties and stresses and yet remain non-anxious, and therefore bring hope and peace to a group of people or to a situation. Now, this isn't a way of escaping difficult experiences. Rather, it's about being in the middle of difficult experiences and yet transforming them by not giving in to panic and fear. If there was ever a time when we need people who are able to have a non-anxious presence, then that time is now. And it seems to me that Jesus is the ultimate practitioner of non-anxious presence. In the storm with the disciples, Jesus says, do not fear, have faith. When he's arrested, he remains calm and he never resorts to violence. And even on the cross, he's able to say, forgive them, Father, for they do not know what they are doing. Calm, peaceful, compassionate, wise, loving. It's who Jesus was and it's who Jesus is. For so long in our culture, our happiness and well-being has been based on money, on material possessions, on technology and on health. And this virus is revealing how we can't lean on these things for our security because they can all be taken away. And so the question is, what's left when we lose our wealth and our health? We can't depend for security in money and health. It's not guaranteed. A global pandemic can sweep it all away. But the peace that Jesus offers isn't based on having all our material and physical needs met. It's based on his presence with us. Do not fear. I am with you always, promises Jesus. The psalmist says, I will not fear. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. So how do we know and experience this presence in the midst of all that's happening? We need to draw near to him. And we do this through prayer, through worship, through study, and through fellowship. These are our resources. In this new era, we need to make time each day to pray, to make it part of our new daily routine. And if you don't know what to pray, if you're struggling, then there are lots and lots of resources available online, and we'll be posting more of these in the coming days. But as well as having words to pray, we also need to learn to sit silently in prayer. And that might feel really difficult at a time like this. There's so much going on in your head and in your heart. But it's not just prayer, isn't just about speaking to God, it's about being with God. And maybe now we've got a bit more time on our hands, we can learn to develop that practice of sitting quietly in God's presence, just breathing and knowing that he's with us. We need to start reading the Bible each day if we don't do that already. And we need to live out our faith by helping and serving others. One of the things that can really help when there's a lot going on in our head and our heart is to be active, to do things. To write to somebody, to send somebody an email, to make a phone call, to reach out to a neighbour. Actually, in doing that, we find that we will receive more calm and more peace. So we live out our faith. We give to the food bank. We don't panic buy. So my prayer for all of us at this time, during this very strange time, is that we will go deeper and further in our faith. That we'll begin to realise and realise more and more that Jesus is with us in the storm. If we look to Jesus and follow his example of being a non-anxious presence, then we can be a gift to the world around us and to those around us. You'll know the famous saying, keep calm and carry on. Well, how about that we keep close to Jesus and we live out our faith wherever we find ourselves? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these words from Psalm 23 that bring us comfort and hope in the midst of despair and uncertainty. Lord, I pray that during this time we would go deeper and further in our faith, not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of the world. That just as Jesus was a non-anxious presence, bringing compassion and love to all that he met, all whom he met, that we also can be that non-anxious presence. Lord, help us to be honest about our fears and our emotions, and give us the tools that we need through prayer, meditation, through reading scripture, through talking to others, and through action, that we can calm our fears and draw closer to you. Lord, we pray for all who are affected by the coronavirus, through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, for all who work in the NHS, and all who are serving others in care, that through their skills and insights, many will be restored to health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and for the dying, that they may know your comfort and your peace. We bring before you, Lord, the people of Starbeck, Harrogate and the surrounding area. We pray for key workers. Give them the strength that they need. Give them the rest that they need to do their jobs and to carry out their duties. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one. We pray for school pupils, especially those who are anxious about the future. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And now some prayers from the Mothers' Union, especially written for Mothering Sunday. We're invited to bring to mind someone that we are thankful for, to picture them in our mind's eye, and to thank God for them as we pray. Loving God, we give thanks for all who care for us, who have encouraged us and helped us grow, who have forgiven us and cared for us when we were unwell, who have supported us when times were hard, who have challenged us, who have told us about you. Nurturing God, we give you thanks. God with a mother's heart, you bring us as your children. You comfort and hold us in your warm embrace. When we hurt, your arms enfold us. When we are afraid, your wings protect us. When we are hungry, you feed us with the bread of life. God with a mother's heart, your love surrounds and supports us in good times and tough, in the midst of joy and pain, always and everywhere. You will never leave nor abandon us. God, eternal and loving one. God with a mother's heart, we thank you this day for being part of your family. Today we thank God for the gift of mothers and mothering across the world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.